Hi, it's Yemisi Adegeke here. I hope you've enjoyed the first two seasons of World of Secrets, the BBC podcast that tells major global investigations with gripping storytelling. I've got some big news. Our production teams are really busy. We're making four more seasons of World of Secrets, and all four will be released between now and the end of 2024. Stories they don't want told, holding the powerful to account. Make sure you are following or subscribe to World of Secrets so you get every new season and every new episode automatically. The first of the four upcoming seasons will be released on Monday, the 22nd of July, with World of Secrets, The Apartheid Killer.
In the 1980s, on the streets of a South African coastal town called East London, people began disappearing after dark.
Families have spent years, more than that, decades, trying to find their loved ones, the missing.
I used to wait for him outside, sometimes till late, and my grandmother said, "No, my son, he will come, don't worry, he will come."
People were desperate. We were looking for him, we couldn't find him. And nobody knew where he was.
It was very painful for me because I look out for my father and now he was not there anymore. I didn't know what to do.
The way he died like he was a criminal. It's very sad. It will always be there.
When they told me my father died, I was scared and angry because that's my father. My father.
I was so overwhelmed when they said this is the head and they would pick out, they saw the little bones of his fingers.
Who was this man and how did he die? And why didn't his family even know where he was buried?
We spent the last 4 years investigating Edward's death, piecing together a puzzle.
If you look at the greater context of South Africa, people are buried all over.
19 killings and disappearances, which took place in this town between 1985 and 1989.
And behind them all, there was one man.
He reached such a stage where he was now hunting, literally hunting.
I'm Mayanda Charlie.
And I'm Charlie Northcote.
This is World of Secrets from the BBC World Service, Season 3, The Apartheid Killer.
In this major investigation, we're on the trail of one of the worst serial killers in South African history.
The whole scale of it is just, it's mesmerizing.
A man who unleashed a reign of terror.
He would appear in the dark. And that person who was in that space would not know that this guy was about to appear.
He was known to be a killer. Even if you see him in the town, everybody would say, "Here's the killer, here's the killer, here's the killer."
He was a killer.
But the remarkable thing, to many, this man was a hero.
When he shot someone, they would say, "Well done, good job, keep up the good work."
He was a kind of vigilante killer. He was a Dirty Harry character. This great savior of the white community, protecting their businesses, and was much loved.
How could he get away with so much killing? And for so long?
Was he really a lone wolf? Or did he have help?
And now what I'm telling you now is, even if you record it, I'll say I never said that.
It's astounding that anybody could get away with it. That justice system ultimately ignored all of those bodies and all of the families. The message it sends is, we don't care. We just don't care.
And the most shocking thing? This serial killer is no longer behind bars and is somewhere in South Africa.
And we have found him.
That's The Apartheid Killer on World of Secrets from the 22nd of July. Follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode.